Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, June 5th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Shareholder proposal seeks reevaluation of exec incentives for EVs at GM. On June 4th, the National Legal and Policy Center will present a shareholder proposal at General Motors Company advocating for GM's board of directors to reevaluate the electric vehicle expansion targets in its executive compensation packages. The proposal argues that GM's focus on electric vehicles is misaligned with market demand and economic realities. GM's profitability in the EV sector heavily relies on government subsidies, which could be repealed as early as 2025. The extraction of rare earth elements for EV batteries involves severe ecological damage and human rights abuses. The proposal encourages a reassessment of GM's executive compensation incentives to prioritize growth strategies without political bias, as consumers still prefer internal combustion engine vehicles. The National Coalition for Men, NCFM, again sues the Selective Service System for not requiring women to register for the draft. The National Coalition for Men, also known as NCFM, has filed a complaint against the Selective Service System for not requiring women to register for the draft. This action commemorates the 107th anniversary of the Selective Service System, which mandates male citizens to register for the military draft by the age of 18. The complaint argues that this mandatory registration is a violation of equal protection under the Fifth Amendment, as it discriminates based on sex. NCFM and five other individual plaintiffs joined the lawsuit, advocating for equal treatment of all sexes. Despite previous attempts in 2013 and 2021, the Supreme Court denied their petitions. However, Congress took a step forward in 2021 by approving the addition of women to the draft registration system. This move was supported by various military recommendations and studies, emphasizing the importance of a gender-neutral draft for national security and military fairness. NCFM's complaint aims to end discrimination based on sex and promote equal rights and responsibilities for all sexes in serving their country if called upon.
Peace Walk, an art exhibition in Houston, hosted by Global Peace Organization. Global Peace Organization HWPL's Houston chapter recently hosted a Peace Walk and Art exhibition at Herman Park. The event aimed to promote world peace and encourage discussions on creating peace in Houston. Members of HWPL chanted and shared messages of peace as they walked through the park, while an art display featuring pieces from students and adults focused on the theme of reconciliation and inclusion. HWPL leader Mr. Lewis expressed the importance of being a peace messenger in the community and on a global scale. The organization, along with partner groups like IPYG and IWPG, works towards world peace by organizing events and programs for women and children worldwide. HWPL also contributes to the UN's Sustainable Development Goals through forums, education, volunteer work, and campaigns.
Ocean Power Technologies completes operation with multiple unmanned vehicles for U.S. government. Ocean Power Technologies CEO Philip Stratman recently announced the completion of a major contractual milestone involving the operation of multiple WAM-Vs for a U.S. government department. This achievement allows for immediate revenue recognition. While specific details were kept confidential for security reasons, Stratman highlighted the importance of practical demonstrations to validate the company's capabilities. The successful completion of this operation required significant planning, coordination with subcontractors, and field execution to meet customer requirements. OPT is pleased with the outcome, emphasizing the value of its unmanned surface vehicles and operator expertise. Looking ahead, the company aims to continue delivering value to customers and shareholders through future operations. Minnesota legislators seek statewide elimination of outdated and burdensome minimum parking requirements. State lawmakers in Minnesota are considering legislation to eliminate oppressive parking mandates, allowing developers more flexibility. Minneapolis has already seen success with similar steps, leading to increased redevelopment. The proposed legislation wouldn't stop businesses from building new parking spaces, but it would give them the freedom to determine their own needs. Smaller municipalities face challenges in adjusting zoning laws, making state-level changes an attractive solution. Cities like Austin, Texas, have already removed parking minimums, leading to increased development. In Haltom City, the Haltom United Business Alliance is pushing for open-option parking to eliminate minimums in certain areas, encouraging redevelopment and attracting small businesses. Haltom City is working to reverse a decline in businesses and revitalize key areas to prevent further degradation. For more information, contact Joe Palmer at 682-310-591 or visit Haltom United Business Alliance on Facebook.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.